let's explore some more. Back to On the Map with Dave Plyer.
All right, it's time to fill those Easter baskets in. You really need to give your kids some quality chocolates and other candies from your century-plus-old family business. And Katie Anderson joins us tonight. Katie, how are you?
Hi, I'm wonderful. It's warm here. The Dog and Suds in Richmond is open again.
Is it really?
I know.
It's a good sign of summer for sure. Hey, I caught you guys on the WGN Morning News. That was a great segment, a nice inside peek to your operation.
Thanks. Yes, it was really exciting to be able to show, like, everybody how we make the candy. Like, not just the, you know, I talk about it when people visit the shops, but to really show the us hand-making the marshmallow, hand-dipping the chocolate bars. It was kind of surreal. It was a lot of fun.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, Easter is what it's all about. I mean, honestly, you know, it's... My kids are spoiled because I won't buy chocolate in the stores anymore because yours is absolutely the best. They all have their favorites, and we'll talk about your candy bars and stuff, but let's talk about everything you got going on for Easter.
Yes, so we have, well, first, if you're somebody who needs a photo with the Easter Bunny, come see us every weekend in April leading up to the big day from 10 to 2 Saturdays and Sundays, free pictures with the Easter Bunny in Richmond. So you can add that to your list. But so for eating for Easter, we have 9 flavors of cream-filled eggs. And this is our second Easter also where all the centers are dye-free.
That's great.
So that's a thing. We know we've got a lot of questions about that. We have marshmallow eggs we make from scratch. They're like fluffy and creamy in original and Bailey's Irish cream flavored. We have, of course, solid chocolate bunnies from 2-ounce little guys up to Hans, we call him. He's a big 2.5-pound bunny. And most of them are made with our silver-plated antique metal molds that are as old as the business.
Yeah, so cool.
Yes, Easter baskets, if you want one pre-made, everything from $20 to $100. And, of course, our regular chocolates that everybody loves, those 30 different types of handmade chocolate bars. If you're one of our regulars, you know those are in those lovely, crinkly red and blue bags.
Right.
And, of course, our boxed chocolates. So, yeah, it's a really busy time for us at the candy store right now.
Just talking about Easter a little bit, there was an old tree converted some years ago that's perfect for Easter, right?
Yes, yes. So there was a tree outside our building for as long as we'd been there in Richmond. Right now we're on our 99th year in Richmond. We started in downtown Chicago in 1919. So since 1926, this tree had been there. And it got sick, and we were really sad to cut it down. And my dad came up with this idea that we should not lose it completely, but we should have a chainsaw artist carve it into the shape of one of our chocolate bunnies. So we worked with a gentleman, and now there is a 13-foot-tall chocolate bunny that's made out of this tree.
I know.
Of our store on Main Street in Richmond.
It's beautiful.
And it's just so cool.
Yeah, it is so cool. And your dad always had such a vision for doing things like that. Yeah, he did. Absolutely.
Yes.
And over a century in the making, what generation are you then now?
I'm part of the fourth generation.
Okay.
So my great-grandparents started our shop, yes. And then it was my grandma and grandpa, then my dad and my uncle, and now me and my brothers and my bonus mom run the store along with a handful of really great staff in Richmond.
Well, it is all about the quality, and I've seen it myself there. And, you know, the candy tastes so good because, again, I'm glad you're dye-free. That's very cool. But you also use all the best ingredients, including like raw cane sugar, grade AA Wisconsin butter, pure Madagascar bourbon vanilla extract, whole cream. I mean, there's no shortcuts here. But those candy bars, what was that?
Oh, I was going to say, you're 100% right. And, I mean, people come in and when they come in the stores, I try to get a sample to them right away because I think people are used to eating candy that is made quick, made cheap, and has lots of, like, waxes and things that lengthen shelf life in it. And when you get a bite of just, like, a fresh number 210 cashew in chocolate or real buttercream made with butterfat.
Yeah.
It's world changing. You kind of melt and you realize like, oh, this is what chocolate's supposed to taste like. This is what, you know, what it's all about. Definitely.
It's very true. And I will also say that the ingredients, and, you know, whether it's a, you know, a what is the filling, if it's a caramel, if it's a nut, if it's a fruit. I mean, you guys do a lot of work to make sure you've got the best stuff from around the world.
Yes, I remember when we were choosing we do crystallized ginger covered in chocolate, and we sent out for samples from ginger for everywhere, and the one that we thought was just the best, like the mouthfeel, the way it chews, the way it heats up with that earthy spice, is from Australia. It's an organic crystallized ginger from Australia, but we are pretty relentless in our search for what is going to be, because we want every chocolate bar you eat, every piece of candy you have from us to be equally as good as the next thing you're going to try. So, and it's a lot of work being a small business today. Suppliers have higher minimums. A lot of places have gone out of business. So it's definitely become a large part of my job as part of the legacy and the family to be constantly searching for these ingredients that are going to keep us the best. You know,
you're the right person for it. You saw your dad do it for many, many years. You did.
Oh, yes.
You did.
Yes.
The candy bar fillings, though, I will say, like, you can get them in milk chocolate or dark chocolate, but talk about some of the fillings that you have.
So we make, obviously, English toffee. Everybody, you're not a candy shop if you don't make English toffee. Our 30-pound batch has 7 pounds of butter in it, so it's really good.
Love it. Love it.
We make cream fillings like buttercream, marzipan. We have a maple nut filling for Easter. We do a brown sugar buttercream. We make our own marshmallow from scratch. My favorite one, I talked about it with Anna on TV the other week, is a raspberry mallow. We take fresh raspberries, cook it down to a gel, and then pour our handmade marshmallow over the top and then dip that in chocolate. Oh, it is. You need like a cigarette afterwards.
I'm gonna try that. Oh, wow.
Good. So, yes, it's wonderful. But I think it's fun because you know, we get customers who come in and have their favorite, and it's their thing. Like, we are the candy they hide in their bedroom and don't share.
So, it's true.
Yes.
Oh, I know what to buy for all my kids, for sure. I mean, in everything. I know exactly what to do at the holidays and Easter and all throughout the year. I know when I go there and they see it on the counter or I put it on the pillow on their bed, they're like, no way. So I love that. Yeah. I love that, too. But there's other things, too. I mean, you mentioned the English toffee, but you also do seasonal truffles, which are always my favorite because it's always something new.
Yes, it's my very favorite truffle is in season right now, our wild blueberry truffle.
Yeah,
we use a real organic blueberry powder in it. It's so good. And lemon lavender, which I was not convinced of, but my team was like, no, Katie, this is great. And it is, and it's super popular, so it's newer for us. So lemon lavender and wild blueberry right now, in addition to our regular truffles that we have year-round, an intense chocolate, a coffee caramel, a wild white peach. That one's so good in dark chocolate. So, yeah, definitely have truffles if you're just into a little bite-sized thing or you want a little box of something that looks a little fancier. The truffles are very popular, definitely.
There's also a lot of other goodies, too. There's salsas, there's tomato sauces, but there's a great little gift shop that's seasonal as well, and candles and all kinds of goodies that you can't walk away without leaving for some of that. And I would say for Easter, now's the time to get in there and grab your Easter stuff. It doesn't last forever, and it's so good. Again, it's Anderson's Candy Shop in Richmond and Barrington, and you can check out the latest on their Facebook page and at Anderson, and Instagram, too, at andersonscandyshop.com. Always a pleasure, Katie. I will come and see you, and I'm going to text you so you know I'm coming. I haven't seen you in forever.
Please do.
All right.
Yes, I'd love to give you a big hug. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Katie.
Have a great night.
You too.